Palestinians under Israeli occupation experience many restrictions on their day-to-day lives, from lack of water and electricity to restrictions on movement to violence at the hands of Israeli settlers and the Israeli army. Outside Bethlehem, the Nasser family is struggling to hold on to its 100 hilltop acres, which the Israeli government is trying to seize to build more settlements, adding to those that already surround the Nasser farm. The family is working towards self-sufficiency on their farm they call Tent of Nations, as life grows ever more difficult for them and residents of the nearby village of Nahalin. Jihan Nasir lives on the hilltop with her family. She's trained in computer technology and 5 years ago set up a women's learning center in Nahalin. There, she and international volunteers offer computer training, English language courses, health education and farming techniques to dozens of mostly young village women. On a recent trip to Israel, East Jerusalem, and the West Bank, Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Jihan Nasir about her work in the village, the challenges she's had to overcome, and the difficulties the women she trains still face.
We have volunteers who come here and teaches some of these classes. For example, I also teach computer classes. We have a computer lab. And for example, English classes, we have people coming from America, from UK, from Switzerland, from Germany. They come here, women, and they give those English classes. We have also art workshops. We do. We have so many interested women from all over the world who comes here. We have from Japan, we have from Sweden, we have from Switzerland again, Germany, USA. They come here, and from Italy, they come here, and they also do, for example, art workshops with the women to produce like pieces of art, and maybe we can sell it somewhere to the people who comes and visit here, and sometimes in Bethlehem in the shops. We have also a group for embroidery. We do embroidery also with the women. The aim of this is to make those women independent, to be able to survive in those conditions in the village, bad conditions. Some of their fathers and brothers, they don't work, so there is no income coming to the house. So it's not easy for those girls to ask the mothers or the fathers for their needs. For example, one story that some of them, they can't, for example, afford to have pads for their periods. So, for example, you know, doing those workshops in art and embroidery, maybe it's good to sell those things, and for, you know, the income will come directly to them to support them and to be able to buy anything they want, you know, without asking the father or the brother.
The women here are all Muslim, right, in the class?
All of them are Muslims.
And that you're a Christian family,
right?
But you're all Palestinian.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any kind of tension or difficulty?
At the beginning, when I started 5 years ago, coming to a very conservative village was not easy. You know, I'm not wearing a veil like all of them, and I'm not Muslim. At the beginning, I had some difficulties. I don't want to say difficulties, but they asked me so many questions about me, my faith, about being a Palestinian Christian, and how I pray, and how many times, and all these things. And I always said to them, look, I am Palestinian, I speak Arabic, and I live in Palestine. So I am like you guys, but my religion is different. So it's good also to give them an idea about my religion. It's always good to introduce them to our religion from that perspective, in classes, not directly, you know.
So if they're here, I guess that means they don't have a problem with their fathers or husbands having them come here?
You know, at the beginning, we did have a problem. You know, usually the men used to ask. They used to call me and tell me, what are you doing in the village? What are these courses? Why you are doing these courses here, not in another village, you know? And what they are learning in the classes. And if they are convinced, they will register the wife or the sister. And if not, they will say, it's okay, you know. But it's good that they used to call me, the men, and tell me, please register my woman in this class or that class. But I also want to hear it from the women themselves, to be able to call or come to the center and tell me, I want to be in this class or that class. And I think it's now it's changing since 5 years, and I've been having so many people, I mean so many women coming by themselves with their kids coming here, and now I am famous in the village. They know, where are you going? I'm going to Jihan. They don't say, we are going to the women's center. They say, we are going to Jihan. So even the fathers and the brothers, they know Jihan. We focus every year on a different group of women. And since 2 years, since last year and this year, I decided to help those, let me call them desperate girls, who dropped out from school at very young age and they don't know what to do and where to go. And they are so desperate. We have every day, we have in the morning, we have a session for 1 hour. We talk about our problems. And it's really sad to hear those stories for those, you know, those problems for those young girls. I mean, sometimes, you know, I feel so upset and I go home and it's too upsetting, you know, and sometimes you don't know what to do. How to help. But as I said before, it's good to listen to them and to hear those problems. And sometimes it's good to give them, you know, encouragement and to lift their spirits up, you know, and to be patient and all of that. And I tell them always, just get out of the house, come here, meet us, and sometimes socialize and get to know other friends, get to know other women, hear another problem from another woman, and be, you know, together and, you know, back each other.
That was Jihan Nasir, who runs a women's center in the West Bank village of Nahalin. For more information on the women's center, visit our website at btlonline.org.